when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, could a global disaster like the day after tomorrow be a real possibility? Now, let's get into it. It's that time again. Samsung Galaxy Unpacked.
This is the first time that Samsung has staged its Galaxy Unpacked event in its home country, Korea. So there's a lot of buzz going around Seoul. There are K-pop stars turning up in the audience, and there is the typically lavish, big-scale Samsung event.
That's David Phelan, tech journalist for the Evening Standard, who's in Seoul for the event. It's the second and final Unpacked this year, and there's lots of exciting new products.
This is one of the biggest announcements Samsung has made in years. Along with two folding phones, there are two new smartwatches and three tablets. Samsung is saying that it has a stake in all the major product categories and that it wants to be innovative and leading in all of them. So, for example, its smartwatches can measure blood pressure, among other things, which is something the Apple Watch can't do.
And it looks like Samsung's foldable phone models are here to stay for the foreseeable.
Samsung has been saying for a while now that it thinks the future of mobile phones is folding phones. And that's why there are two new models today. The Fold 5, which is like a chunky regular phone that opens out to be something more like a tablet. And the Flip 5, which is much more interesting because it's a regular sized phone that folds down so it will fit in any pocket.
You can find out more about all the big announcements from Samsung Galaxy Unpacked on our website, standard.co.uk/tech. Now, it sounds like something straight out of the disaster film The Day After Tomorrow. But a new study suggests an Atlantic Ocean current could potentially collapse as soon as 2025 and plunge Europe into a deep freeze. The Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, aka the Gulf Stream, brings warmth north from the tropics, and it could collapse much sooner than scientists have previously thought, due to climate change. The current prevents the UK and other countries in northwest Europe from having the same icy winters often experienced at the same latitudes in Canada. Research published in Nature Communications and led by the University of Copenhagen suggests a full or partial collapse is most likely to occur between 2025 to 2095, describing a general weakening of the current as it approaches a tipping point. Experts say that without significant action to tackle climate change, it is more likely it will happen in 2057. NASA has revealed that it temporarily lost contact with the International Space Station on Tuesday and was forced to use backup systems for the first time ever. A power issue at Mission Control in Houston led to the incident, and during a 90-minute period, NASA could not send commands or any voice from the ground to the astronauts on the ISS. But no need to worry, neither the astronauts nor the ISS itself was in any danger throughout the outage. And after just 20 minutes, the astronauts on board were notified of the issue via Russian communication systems. Scientists say a completely new cancer drug could offer hope to millions. Research from King's College London and Guy's and St Thomas's NHS Foundation Trust has found that a new class of immunotherapy could be used to treat cancer patients who do not respond to existing treatments. The study, funded by Cancer Research UK, found a drug called MOV18-IGE shrank a tumour in a patient with ovarian cancer and reported that it was well tolerated in patients. The research is still in its early stages of trials, but scientists believe their findings could pave the way for a completely new treatment for people with chemotherapy-resistant cancers. The discovery of a key inflammation trigger behind aging could help humans live longer. The study published in the journal Nature Aging found mitochondria in the immune system cells that are called macrophages lose their ability to take up and use calcium with age. Researchers, including those from the University of Virginia Health System, showed this change in mitochondria with age leads to chronic inflammation responsible for many ailments that can impact people in their later years. Scientists said the findings may lead to new approaches to prevent harmful inflammation and its terrible aging effects. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, life-saving squats and the Apple computer trainers that will set you back $50,000. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. The UK and Europe are joining forces to build the largest ever solar telescope on the continent, designed to provide unparalleled insight into the phenomena of space weather. Leading the United Kingdom Universities Consortium, the University of Sheffield has signed an agreement that sees six UK universities, along with six European countries, commit to the construction of the telescope in the Canary Islands. The European Solar Telescope project aims to improve understanding of the sun by observing its magnetic field. A study suggests that strength training exercises such as wall squats or holding the plank are among the best ways to lower blood pressure. Analysis published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine involved trials with 16,000 people, which found all exercise helped reduce high blood pressure. Now researchers say that existing medical guidance that focuses mainly on walking, running and cycling to lower blood pressure needs to be updated. And finally, a pair of Apple computer trainers are on sale for $50,000. The rare shoes were custom made for employees in the 1990s and were a one-time giveaway at a conference. They're now being sold by auction house Sotheby's. In a classic white leather style, it features the old rainbow Apple logo on both the tongue and next to the laces. There's also an air cushioning window in the heel. If you've got that kind of money lying around and want to actually wear the trainers, you'll need to be a UK size 8.5 to do so. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.